There's no doubt that this is a good bill, a pro-taxpayer bill, and I certainly applaud all of these efforts to bring this to the governor's desk. I think we're all here to say the same thing. We need a strong, we need an effective inspector general who will be a real watchdog for the taxpayers. In a bipartisan fashion, last week the Senate approved my amendment to this bill that would require, in conjunction with a budget appropriation, that the inspector general hire more people, more staff with one purpose, to investigate possible waste, fraud, and abuse in the Department of Human Services and the Department of Health. Where did the idea come from? From a former inspector general. Sitting in my office, we said, how do we need to change the law so that we can find more welfare fraud and divert more aid to the truly needy? And the inspector general said, you don't need to change the law. I just need more resources. That's what my amendment to this bill does. In fiscal year 2014-2015, as has been noted, the inspector general received over 17,000 tips. When we did the research, each welfare fraud investigator saves $1.2 million. $1.2 million each. It's been calculated that we save $12 for every dollar spent on welfare investigative and collective activities. And so we believe that this expanded program will pay for itself over and over and over again. Most importantly, we believe that then we can maintain the integrity of our social assistance programs by ensuring that the people who need it and deserve it get the help and the cheaters get caught. I have yet to run into anyone, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, who says that they're in favor of welfare abuse. This bill contains provisions that are pro-taxpayer, will assist the Office of Inspector General with its mission, which in the governor's own words is to ensure the integrity, accountability, and public confidence in Pennsylvania government by preventing, investigating, and eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse and misconduct in agencies under the governor's jurisdiction. I seriously hope he signs this bill. It's a good piece of legislation, and I want to thank all of those who've been working so hard for so long to bring this forward.